6.38A01261120240957, audio. Nothing is simple, these three words will come up on several occasions. The insulation and thermal control of a vehicle moving in space will not be able to benefit from terrestrial radiation. It is possible by calculation to predict the thermal insulation of a vehicle, but how can we verify this point when our technology makes it difficult to see the result? Oxygen and hydrogen used as an energy source can become solid phase under certain conditions. I let you imagine the consequences. Can you give me protection of -300°C in the passive phase? The further we move away from our sun, the more the conditions will resemble insane environments. The reverse is also true. In which direction should space research begin? Towards the sun or towards Pluto? I am writing this text with data that does not belong to me. However, I have a way of seeing things that can make a difference. Peripheral units adaptable in voltages and frequencies can help reduce the complexity of an installation, but especially to make them interchangeable with other spatial complexes. Before choosing one of the active control solutions, I am one of those who will choose passive solutions if obviously these solutions exist. The prioritization of plans A, B, or C depends directly on it. Yes, the target of -300°C must be considered. For the moment, solutions for heating cables, circulation of heat fluids, storage in a human environment or even exothermic chemical reactions are not yet my priority, but my children are. Pierre Michaud, PMI father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This November 26th, 2024.